want to believe that you all have the agenda in front of you, even if you might have received the last one last week, it doesn't make any difference because we are just repeating exactly what was supposed to have been the agenda for last week. You are all welcome, and thank you for finding time to attend this meeting this morning. There are just two, three things that I wanted to talk to. I'm sure we are all aware that last week's meeting couldn't materialize, basically because of quorum. Most of yourselves, you had some other prior arrangement and engagement that you couldn't find space in between. I must say, well, one has to acknowledge that the fact that you are dealing with the it's a challenge to other committees that doesn't deal with that because Parliament is prioritizing them, and one had to understand and accept that it's one challenge that you know, committees like ours will then find itself in the back footing on the basis of that. However, that should not misconstrue to be encouraging members whenever you had time to attend meetings of this committee. It's as important as other committees. We are, I'm sure, in your packages there is a letter from Gauteng, Johannesburg Metro, in which they are requesting to visit yourselves and meet with you and share with you some experience that they've captured into the letter, which I think you may find it necessary to hold them and have them in Parliament and share with them the experience you have, while they will equally share with you the experience they have. And we should not underestimate them by the fact that they are at the third spheres of our own government. They have got things that they are doing which we don't do. We will then decide on a date within between the 14th and the 17th of November, or whatever date that we may agree with them to pay us a visit. The issue of study tour, honourable members, our study tour, which was aimed to be in January, it's hitting the rock. It is not the Parliament's fault. It is about Canada itself. There are two challenges that they forwarded to us to say they would want to meet with us, but the timing is hectic for them. They are saying it's very cold at their site. They don't encourage people to visit them during that particular time. Secondly, they will only come back from recess in February. Therefore, the timing that Parliament is giving us to take study tour is coincide with them not being available during that time. We have since discussed this with the House Chairperson, and he's more than willing that if we can rearrange for June, July recess period and verify that the time that we'll be visiting is not also going to fall within the recess of themselves where they will not be available for us, he will be more than willing to recommend that we take the study tour around that particular time. But over and above that, he added that our study tour will not be for every member. We should limit the number to in and around six members or so, which will be our internal arrangement to say how do we arrive at that. But the benefit of reducing the number is that it gives us an opportunity to have the second round of study talk in you know, taking into consideration members that might have been in, involved in the first one. However, I must upfront also declare, honourable members, that I don't think we will use a blanket, you know, approach of saying because you were not in the study in the first study tour, then you are automatically qualified the next one. There are members who, by nature of their performance, will never benefit any benefits of this committee. That I will stand tall and defend, you know, the committee. They will never form part of any study tour of the committee. So I regret to say so, unfortunately. But you would recall that in our committee we are supposed to see a person like coming from IFP, Honourable Ambrosin. I must say he doesn't even know my face. He knows there is a chairperson, but he doesn't know the chairperson. That he tells you that he has never been in a single meeting of the committee. Therefore, I can't, you know, take the benefit of Parliament and allow such members to benefit out of that. If it means I should be, you know, answered to Parliament, I'm ready to do that. I will never include them in any benefit whatsoever. Finally, we are proposing, honourable members, that instead of the study tour that was supposed to be in January, we rather than have our internal visits proposing provinces that are already in operations in terms of Petition Act to see to visit them and share with them during the period that we were supposed to be in Canada. We have already engaged the House Chairperson, also he has shown an interest of allowing us. All we need to do is to do the necessary arrangement and then process the formal application to that effect. So that will give us an opportunity to, when we visited Canada in June, July, to say at least we also understand the dynamics of South Africans, how other spheres of legislatures are operating in South Africa, and we will then have a better comparison than just, you know, knowing what Canada is doing while we don't know what South Africans are doing. These are my remarks that I thought that I should, you know, communicate to ourselves. Thank you very much. Is there anything to comment on before we move forward to the next item on the agenda? Makuma.
Thanks, Chairperson. No, it's just a comment to say let us welcome the idea that says we need to visit one of the provinces so that whenever and whatever time that will come for us to go to Canada, we'd be well informed. I think we need to welcome that. I don't want to say, to comment about Ambrosini and your face, which has never been made, but he is part of this committee, however, his attendance is like not existing. I'm not too sure whether if he's like not referring to Ambrosini per se, but to any other person who should form part of this committee but not attending. It is not the responsibility for that particular organization to say he is not attending. What are they doing? What information do they need? What is it that he's reporting to his particular organization? Is it our concern as the committee to say he's not around and then what do we do? I'm not clear on that. Thanks.
Maybe we should. I remember that last time I said to our whip that she should take the matter up with the whippery, you know, structures to say what do we do. But unfortunately, she's not here. She's outside the country as we are talking now, and we will then benefit from her when she's back as to what steps have they taken so far to address the issue. at her. Thank you for that comment, Makumal. It looks like all is in order. Can we then have apologies if any?
Morning, honorable members. We've got apologies from Honorable Van Veen, Honorable Killian, Honorable Molibas, and Honorable Kubai. Thank you.
We are just running short of one member, which I guess soon she will arrive. I've been told that Honorable Sosibo is on her way. Without her, no business. So we need her desperately. So it will mean for time you can have a tea for yourself while we're waiting for one. The fourth term program. In your budget, quickly look at it and Obviously, our days will start from today, not the 12th anymore. We are all having it. Fourth term, October to December. It concluded businesses on the first week of December, that is the 1 to the 2nd of December, where we'll have our own kind of a workshop to strengthen our understanding of the work before ourselves. Is there anything that you feel needs to be re-looked into? It says next week we'll then be looking at Honorable Smalley's proposals on lottery, finalize the fundraisers, fundraising. and on the 2nd of November, having the one proposal by Honorable Solif on executive members ethics act, and then finalizing the recommendations on the doing business with the political party leaders, office bearers, kind of. Then on the 9th of November, having a joint meeting with the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry on the lottery thing on Honorable Smalley. On the 16th of November, having a joint meeting with the Portfolio Committee on Labor to discuss Honorable Solif, proposals, and finalizing the one of lottery, and followed by on the 23rd, dealing with the lottery things to be finalized, possibly deliberate and take a decision after the joint meeting, and then also finalizing and adopting the report on Honorable Solif's proposal. And finally, on the 30th, being the day that we'll be adopting the lottery proposal by Honorable Smalley, and developing a program for the first term of 2012. Is there anything that is omitted, Honorable Pretoria?
Yeah, I'm quite sure if it's admitted, we do so many things now. I'm not sure where we're standing with this one. If you look at this Wednesday, 16th of November, Joint Committee on Labour, that I think relates to Honourable Ollis' one. That one hasn't been decided yet, as far as I can recall. Honourable Ollers on the strike action and the unions. I think that Labour reference there refers to Ollers's proposal. So that one we must still get to a resolution on that one. I don't think the Labour has any relation to the executive members of Trollope, which follows. That's something special, something different.
There
are two different ones, yeah. So the name Ollers must come there, and the actual decision taking on that one is missing.
Thanks, Chair. No, I want to agree with Honourable Pretoria that it has got nothing to do with Labour has got nothing to do with the members' interest. But Chairperson, I just want to check with these two committees that we are going to have the joint committees with, that are they already confirmed, or is it the proposal on our side, so that maybe we do arrange and our diaries accordingly. Because some of us are sitting on both, like trade and industry, and we haven't heard anything of such. I just want to check that.
Honourable Pretoria.
On the same score about other committees as well, meeting jointly with them, I think we must just always keep in mind that our only function really is to look at those six criteria. And I'm not always certain and convinced that the other committees can play a part in convincing us or telling us whether the proposals conform to these six criteria. So I think we can in many cases, probably in all cases, take a decision on the technical aspects of the proposal without referring to the other committees. I'm just putting it on the table that we don't have to confer with other committees. We can do it ourselves. Because if we pass the proposal, it will eventually land at the other committee. That's the next stage. It goes to the House and then gets referred to the other committee.
I think the first one is the days allocated for joint sitting. This is ours proposing to them, hoping that they will fit into. If they don't, obviously they will give us their slot. Here we are giving them our slot to say we propose that they come on this particular day. But if they are unable, we will then check with them their slot so that it doesn't change much of our program. Commenting on what Honourable Pretoria has just said, it is true. However, at the same footing, we should not throw away in terms of rules to say consult portfolio committee responsible for the work you are doing. And then you would recall that we said for us to avoid more than one session, it will be appropriate if when the department responsible for the proposal is briefing us, we have a joint briefing kind of so that they are at the same footing. We eliminate that thing of saying no, we are still waiting for the portfolio committee to tell us what is that spend and so on and so on. We are aware that they themselves might not necessarily change our way of running our business, but we are allowing them that space to participate as per the rules. So thank you for that. Any other on this, Honourable Pretoria?
Just a further point. I'm aware that from at least the DA side, there are further private members' proposals in the pipeline, and I know that there was this past week Honourable James gave notice of something. I'm not sure whether that has been received yet by the Secretariat. Maybe it's on the way to the Speaker, but
It's still in the pipeline.
That's the program.
So we will program it as it comes. We'll see how to squeeze it in between our programs. We will always create space for work given to ourselves. Maybe you may see also that the program doesn't stop for the Johannesburg. I think that has made mention of. We'll find space also to make sure that possibly next week we may amend with the inclusion of those new things that are emerging. Any mover for adoption of the program? Honourable Sosibo.
Chairperson, with everything that has been added, I would like to move the program be approved.
Any seconder to the proposal, Honorable Mbaka? Thank you very much. The program will be adopted as such. I want to believe there's no objection for that. Thank you very much. Can we then move to the next item on the agenda, which is the... sometimes they put a lot of papers before and I guess you can record this. Or the recommendation report on the legislative proposal to regulate the business interests of the state employees. I'm sure there is a draft report before ourselves. The draft report of the Committee on Private Members' Legislative Proposal, a report on maybe the simplest way to notice it is Honorable Davidson, Democratic Alliance. You are all aware of it, yes. I'm sure on top they say A. So that you see the differences. The amended one that we'll be looking at it. Have we seen it? Is there anything that you wanted to talk to? I'm sure we will then amend, put a date today after this deliberation on the date, and then it will be dated the 19th of October 2011. Any other Honorable Victoria?
Chair, I've seen the report and I'm quite happy with it, but also to just refer to our minutes, which we will adopt. The minutes actually says to us what must be contained in the report, and I think what's in this report is per the minutes. The minutes says that we must ensure that the report that's tabled in the Assembly, that those important matters presented by the Minister would be mentioned, as well as the proposed time frames. And I think what the report does is it actually mentions those things. So I'm quite happy that you accept it as it is.
Any move, if you are comfortable with the content thereof? Honorable Mabilisa.
I move for the adoption of this
report. Any seconder? Honorable Kopan. Seconded. Any objection for the adoption? Nothing. Thank you very much. The report will then be signed and forwarded to the Speaker for the ATC and then. Minutes of the 14th September. In your packet. Page 1, where you are dealing with names, specifically. Page 2,
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Kumar. Any objection for the adoption of the minutes? Thank you. The minutes will then be adopted with the corrections that have been raised on page 3. There you go. The last item on the agenda is the draft sessional report, July to September 2011. On page 1, on page 2, is there anything? Page 3. Page 4. I must confess that I don't really understand 5, where we are talking about the strategic plan. Are you comfortable with the content there? I would want us to say, to remove the sentence which says it is difficult to link legislative proposals received or government priorities. We are always informed by, you know, all where we are. That is why we call on departments to tell us what are the programs or what are they doing. And then if we then said it's difficult, we will be not telling the truth to ourselves. So if we can remove that particular statement, I think we may then start with the rest. Page 5. Six.
I think that first one, the adoption date must just now be changed to the 19th. The one up there, it's on page 6.
So the first one on the first column, we were saying 12th of October. Now it will be 19th October. Thank you for that. I'm not sure why that's the right. Page 7.
Not necessarily about the program, but about different leader Oatsworn case, the Bosman, Dr. Bosman's one. We took the decision, I think, that the letter would be written to Dr. Bosman to ask that we get clarity from Mrs. van Oatsworn whether she still wants to proceed, because the fact that she might have to pay back a lot of money. Was that communication done at the time?
Yes.
We haven't received
any feedback.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you. Any on page 7? Page 8? Maybe on page 8 you may conclude at the budget column, estimate cost, with total, you know, cost that we have already, consumed. You calculate that and bring the total figure down. Honorable Mutani.
On page 8, on 14 September 2011, will be adopted on 12 October. That's right, 19 October.
Thank you very much. 9. But I'm sure before 9, the issue of fake sheet 2 I wanted us, you know, taking it beyond here, because part of what we'll be doing with the Johannesburg Metro is to talk about, you know, the program that we had today.
Members should develop a social, you know, networking kind of and influence Parliament too. I'm not sure where Parliament has, you know, dropped that proposal, but those are the key that will have to be, you know, utilized when we are meeting with the Johannesburg. Page 9. Still have more than 500,000, so we can share amongst ourselves. Page 10. Oh, you're utilizing that. No. Page 11. I'm sure that you need to be scrutinizing it carefully because we might have. Saying you haven't attended any meeting.
I think the question that should be making it office for similar to they are making more than what we
Oh, I see. And then the last page, page 12. Move for adoption. Honorable Pretorius and Honorable Sosi was seconded. Any objection? None. Thank you very much. The report will then be signed and be sent to the authority to say this is the work that the committee has been doing in between July and September 2011. This brought us to the end of the business for today. And thank you. Let's meet again next week, Wednesday, 8 o'clock here. The meeting is turned to adjourn. Thank you.